KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 31 degrees in Atlantic. A winter storm warning remains in effect for Cass and area counties until 6 p.m. We look for a mixture of rain, freezing rain, and sleet changing over to wet snow this afternoon and a high around 33. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. And a reminder to our cancellations list, or from the cancellations list, and that the Atlantic Community Schools have canceled classes for today. We received word from Superintendent Mike Amstein at 7:45 this morning that they have changed plans from a two-hour late start to a cancellation for Atlantic. And we'll recap the list for you later on this hour here on KJAN. You can also find that list of cancellations and late starts on our webpage at KJAN.com. On the right side of the page, look for Community Hub and then click on Cancellations. In other news, a man from Creston was arrested Sunday morning on an assault charge. 35-year-old Mangus Welch was taken into custody at his residence at around 4 a.m. and charged with domestic abuse, simple assault. Welch was being held in the Union County Jail while serving his sentence. Three siblings who grew up on a farm in southwest Iowa will be honored early next year for their actions in selling the property. Dale Nimrod said his father died of cancer not long after purchasing the farm near Stanton in Montgomery County in 1944. Nimrod's mother stayed on the 240-acre farm and raised her children with help from neighbors and the community. In 2005, the Nimrod children decided it was time to sell the property.
We were looking to give back to that community that helped raise us in the absence of my dad.
And they settled on Mark and Melanie Peterson, a couple raising five children.
When we sold it to them, two of them thought they may want to go into farming, and Mark was determined that if they wanted to farm, he'd try and have something that they could work on.
The farm was sold to the Peterson family at below market value price.
I'm willing to sell it on an economic value. It's productivity value, not whatever its market value is, which is not very relevant, I don't think, to anything. So we had him fill out some forms from Iowa State, like the kind of forms you'd fill out if you're going to take out a farm loan, so he could kind of see what he would need to do in order to be able to make the payments, and we set the payments accordingly.
The 75-year-old Nimrod taught chemistry for many years at Luther College and lives on a farm near Decorah with his wife, Sunny. He and his siblings, Faith and Vance, were recently selected as the 2015 winners of the Practical Farmers Farmland Owner Award. The award will be presented to the Nimrod family at the Practical Farmers of Iowa's annual conference January 22nd in Ames. According to the organization, the Farmland Owner Award is given to a non-operator landlord who uses their land to advance stewardship and help get the next generation started on the land. Well, the police chief in Council Bluffs says his town needs a bigger police station. Council Bluffs Police Chief Tim Carmody offered tours last Wednesday and Tuesday to members of a committee that will examine the need for a new police station. The current station was built in 1977 and has about 19,000 square feet. Carmody says that Council Bluffs, which has about 62,000 residents, should have a facility of 45,000 square feet. Members of the group said they were concerned about the lack of space in the current headquarters. Council Bluffs voters would have to approve a bond issue to build a new law enforcement center. Carmody said it was too soon to discuss the cost or the timing of that project. Police in Council Bluffs said Sunday they were investigating a shooting incident that took place early Sunday morning. Authorities said officers were called to 1734 Avenue E at around 4:18 a.m. with regard to a shot fired into the residence. The victim told police that sometime between 1:30 and 4 a.m., someone fired a single bullet through a window of the home. The round traveled through the front living room window through into a wall before stopping in another wall. No injuries were reported. Anyone with information pertaining to the incident is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 712-328-STOP. Nearly 31,000 cookies packed in a nearly 21,000 or other 2,100 boxes have already been packed, sent, and in some cases eaten. A volunteer group since 2007 has been sending home-baked cookies to the U.S. troops overseas. On November 10th at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Council Bluffs, more than 60 volunteers helped pack the boxes. Since its founding in 2007, Iowa Cookie Crumbs, more than 928,000 cookies have been sent to the troops. Along with the cookies, the organization also sends comfort items such as games, blank holiday cards, 2016 calendars, personal hygiene products, and an assortment of snacks, drinks, and drink mixes and candy. The Iowa Cookie Crumbs is part of the National Treat the Troops organization and is funded by donations. Well, the annual lighted parade will fill downtown Atlantic with holiday cheer this coming Saturday, December the 5th, starting at 6 p.m. To be a part of the parade, you should stop by the Atlantic Chamber and pick up your entry form now until December the 5th. Kate Christensen, Chamber Programs Director, says this is a great opportunity for local groups to have fun and showcase their holiday spirit. Each float must have a holiday theme. Lighting and organizers always encourage music. You may have any holiday theme that you would like, but officials ask that you not include Santa on your float, as he will be on a float at the end of the parade. Awards will be given for Best Overall, presented by Rancho Grande, Best Holiday Spirit, presented by McCurdy Investments, and Twinkle Twinkle, presented by the Atlantic Feedwater Systems. Atlantic Cash will be given for first, second, and third place, and the winners will be notified before the parade begins. The fireworks, sponsored by A.M. Coron & Son and Meyer & Gross Real Estate, will kick off the Christmas magic over the Rock Island Depot beginning at 6 p.m. Saturday. You can capture the Christmas magic with Pound My Atlantic IA and post to the Atlantic Area Chamber's Facebook and Instagram page. If you have any questions, just contact the Chamber at 243-3017. News was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent, and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.